up, everybody?
I'm just throwing the Discord link in the description below because I am officially opening the Discord during the live show. So it is currently open down below in the description. You can join the Discord. The Discord's a great place. Lots of fun stuff. People share stories. It's counterintuitive for sending people to my other places that you can support me, but it's just such a good, awesome place. I mean, sure, you can argue their terms of service. You can blah, blah, blah. But you know what? The Addams Family Discord is absolutely the Discord to be a part of. So if you're going to join a Discord, I would join mine because it's awesome. I got a great mod team. Shout out to the mods. I know a lot. I see a lot of people in chat right now that are from the Discord. So you can officially join the Discord right now in the description below. I'll even post it in chat right now. So you can go join the Discord and enjoy. You know, you can buy some coffee from me, you know, Krigler coffee. It's delicious. You know, you want to, and if you can do save 5% if you do a subscription. So that's really fun. And also you can donate to me directly. I have a PO box 68 that people, it's Brunswick, Maryland 21716. People send me, really amazing things. And actually I want to take a second to just say thank you to everyone and anyone that has sent me something. I've received some incredible gifts, a custom smashing of the like button. I got to bring it over here. Check this out. Someone actually made me is this crochet? I don't know if it's considered being crocheted, but they made me a like button to smash. Oh, gosh, that feels good. Every time I pick it up, I just have to do it. But please smash that like button because it's amazing. But there's more, too. Check this out. I mean, someone got me an antique ringing bell for when someone becomes a member. This is just really awesome. I love the Buddha, the Beanie Buddha, which some people coined me when I was back on the Timcast show. They really thought of me as the Beanie Buddha, and I really do appreciate that a lot. I got some new stuff. I just want to read some of these letters because I had a guest last night, and I was talking about, you know, what I'm grateful for and the reason I do this. And, you know, it's not about money. It's about making a difference. And even someone super chatted a hefty super chat yesterday saying about how I inspired them to run for office. And I, man, it was so perfect. And it came after that conversation of me being appreciative and feeling like I'm actually doing something with my voice and making a difference. And I got some letters yesterday that I kind of read a little bit of one, but I'm going to read a couple of them right now because I just, you know, yeah, I'm going to get to my show, but I wouldn't be doing this show if it wasn't for all of you. All of you, I'm talking to anyone who's listening to me right now, you're the reason I'm doing this, you know, because I feel appreciated for my opinions, my voice, my music. Everything I've been doing, it's paying off, and I'm not talking financially. Although, you know, it's working. You know, I'm making money on this, and that's great and all. But nothing compares to the fulfillment that I'm getting by getting these incredible letters from people out there that are watching my show. And I want to read a couple of them because they're really good, and it makes me feel great. First, I'm just going to say thanks to Bobcat. Bobcat's been asking me about, he shows up over on my Twitch channel, which I usually Twitch after this show, usually around 10 p.m. Sent me After the Ashes. It's Surviving the Coming Nuclear War. Now, I don't think this is actually going to be a thing, but it's pretty funny. Bobcat goes, while I hope books like this don't become pertinent, it's still useful to have. So thank you. Thank you, Bobcat. You have been asking me if I got it, and I love the American flag sticker that came with it. I think that's really dope. You also sent some patches that were really cool. And then also to C.S. Cooper, who sent me his new book about, it's an interesting story about these humans that are going to this new planet. Something happens to their ship, and I guess one of the escape pods malfunctions and goes off into like interstellar space and then get rescued and become part of the crew of some sort of like space pirate vessel. So that's kind of fun. Looking forward to reading that eventually. Oh man, these letters here are just, man, blow me away. This one is from, I believe it's Jeff. I think it's Jeff. Adam, thanks for being a BA. I don't want to swear. We did enough of that on last night's show. And stick up for what you believe. You're truly a good dude. Here's a sticker and a picture from my daughter and I. It's from a bunch of our favorite movies to watch, which, if you can see, it's actually just all the little, what is this, Ghibli? You know, the little Totoro. It's pretty cool. Dope little sticker. I really appreciate that. P.S. Our favorite song to dance to is Walking With You, and she added Freely as well. And check this out. So this is actually some artwork from his daughter here. This is me jamming. Can you see that? It's a little bright, but oh my gosh. So it's me jamming on a tune. Smash that like button. Seriously, this is one of the best. I love your songs. Thank you so much. It's from Serafina Berman. Thank you for watching my show. I really do appreciate the drawing. This is one of my favorite drawings of me. People have sent me some fun drawings. I do really appreciate that. So I'm definitely going to send you guys some cool stickers. And that'll be on the way. Totoro. Yes, exactly. Yep. Yeah, you get it. All right. So this is another letter. This is from Brett. Now, I read a little bit of this letter yesterday, and I'm going to read the whole thing because it really, man, these letters just really, the reason I want to read this, right? You know, this is obviously for me, but I want to share it because giving people positive outlooks is something that we need to do more often. News glorifies the negativity. People share negative things. So I think it's just as important to share good things. You know, like this is someone who, I'll just read it. Dear Adam, I started watching you on Timcast IRL about a year ago, and as things progressed, it became something I looked forward to listening to every day. What the two of you were bringing to that show together was something truly incredible. It was definitely the best thing I've ever seen on YouTube. It certainly hasn't been the same since. You guys are the same age as me, and the way you discussed topics and create a hangout vibe just brought everything down to earth, like I'm sitting with my own buddies having a conversation. Not to mention, your viewpoints are so refreshing to hear while it seems the entire world has condemned such wrongthink, and everyone else seems like they have been programmed by the media not to think that way. You guys were the voice of reason during the COVID lockdowns and BLM mayhem. It was really cool thing when you and Cosmic Garth, Ian, did your own show while Tim was out traveling to go do Joe Rogan. Topics like Nikola Tesla, UFOs, etc. are so interesting and bring a lot more depth to the show. You certainly bring a lot of hope to those who feel we are alone in how we see things. Your positive outlook and all that you add to your shows with jam sessions really lighten up and makes for a complete and entertaining show. I'm so happy that despite the circumstances, you have continued on your own to keep the discussion going on important issues, to bring new people and new voices onto your show to be heard, and to continue your jam sessions. You've got a great repertoire of songs. And it's really cool how you get your buddies and wife to do their own songs and jam along with you. You're bringing a lot of good to a lot of people, and I want to say thank you for doing it and hope you keep it coming. Keeping you, doing what you do, sharing it with all of us. You're doing great. Thanks, Brett. And shout out to his band, $2 Suitcase. He actually gave me a sticker. And I don't know if you know this, I'm a sucker to stickers. So this is a vinyl, actually. So you might not be able to see it because, let's see if I can get a little close up. You can't see it. It's white. It's a white sticker, but it's a cutout too. So you have to peel it onto something and then peel it off. So look, thank you, Brett. This letter, it's proving to me that I'm doing the right thing, you know, moving forward, doing my own show, continuing to try to remain optimistic in these times of, I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, even last night, Adam Townsend was on the show talking about how we can see this is the greatest wrap-up of power in the world right now. It's happening, and we're watching these, you know, I don't know, what was his, the way he kept saying it? He was referring to it as, not a cabal, but like, you know, it's, mafioso, like these people are taking over, like these huge entities are becoming totalitarian. And actually, I'm going to talk about this, the totalitarian state and what's going on with these emergency powers, and people are you know, shifting the narrative and forcing certain narratives down your throat, and banning people that go against the narrative. Like I always say, like, I can't believe that I am even still here, because I talk about the actual fraud that I saw and the hypocrisy of the Democrats that are out there. And it's, you know, it's a time where I'm like, one of these days they're going to be like, you know what, that's enough. You know, maybe he's getting big enough that now he's making a difference. Although I do feel like I am making a difference in the best way. You know, people, you know, like these messages, you know, this one, this here, this is from Matt. I just want to let you know, I've been watching your content for about a year. It's been really cool watching you grow your business and knowledge, and it has helped me grow and become more confident as an individual and in my beliefs. I am no longer afraid to speak my mind, nor do I care if others do not agree with me. The way you speak your mind with acceptance and positivity has helped me find my voice and has given me the tools and confidence to go after what I want in life instead of what people think I should do. This is amazing. Matt, I'm so proud of you. You know, you're start. He goes on to say how he's starting a podcast. He's starting a YouTube channel. You know, he's working towards goals that he's had his whole life. Good for you. That's how you do it. You just got to start and just move forward, right? No matter what happens, no matter what people say to you, because people are going to be negative. People are going to say you're doing the wrong thing. How dare you speak of this kind of stuff? Well, without, you know, having both sides of a conversation, people are just going to be convinced this is the only way to do it. Montana Horseman just said that UFO needs a little spinny spin. I couldn't agree with you more, Montana Horseman. So this is for everyone out there right now watching my show. You guys are fantastic. Thank you all. And all these people that sent me incredible letters, thank you so much. And you sent self-addressed stamped envelopes, which I will be sending some stickers back to you, because that's what I do. So if you want to send me a sticker, or if you want a sticker from me, just go to my P.O. box or send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to my P.O. box, and I will send a sticker out to you. And yeah. All right. So I wanted to say that, you know, I wanted to bring that up before I get into the subjects. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about the totalitarian state, different things that basically is proving that they are clearly trying to become that, because they want that power. Anyway, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about Cuomo a little bit, who's finally under fire for lying about specific things he did that got people killed. He had an order to send sick patients back into nursing homes, which ended up getting a lot of older folks killed during the COVID peak, I guess I should say. And so it's kind of ridiculous. And finally, he's getting under some heat for it. Then we're going to be talking about the new Kids in Cages, which is migrant facility. I don't know what migrant children facilities. And essentially what I've learned, they've tried to make it seem nice, but it's essentially the federal government adopting all these children. And it's kind of a scary thing. They are literally adopting these children, hundreds and hundreds of children. And, you know, who knows what a federally appointed education system is going to look like. Anyway, we're going to dig into that. And then I got some really, I got a lighthearted article about hybrid printers. It's using organic material. And it's actually a really cool article that basically, it we're seeing the birth of replicators from Star Trek. So it's kind of a cool article I'm going to get into at the end of the show. Very interesting. So we're going to talk about that. All right, so let's get into the first one. All right, this is an article that it's kind of the start, right? House Democrats targeting right-wing cable outlets are assaulting core press freedoms. They are literally trying to get rid of Fox News, OANN, I'm sure Newsmax is on the list, but it this one specifically is talking about OAN and Fox News. Let's see here. Not even 2 months into their reign as a majority party that controls the White House and both houses of Congress, key Democrats have made clear that one of their top priorities is censorship of divergent voices. On Saturday, I detailed how their escalating official campaign to coerce and threaten social media companies into more aggressively censoring views that they dislike, including by summoning social media CEOs to appear before them for the third time in less than 5 months, is implicating, if not already violating, core First Amendment rights of free speech. By the way, they just removed in Washington, D.C., in between the White House and the Congress, the House of Congress, there's a huge First Amendment, just the rights, you know, it just says the First Amendment. I don't remember exactly the wording of it, but they just took it down. Now, people are like, well, the building was sold, and so they didn't have any real need to keep it up. Yeah, but it's iconic. You know, at some point, you know, what becomes a staple? Why would they take down the massive mural? It wasn't just a mural. It was etched in what seemed to be marble. Like, it was like a beautiful piece of the First Amendment in Washington, D.C., between the Congress and the White House. So it was pretty incredible to see. Every time you walked the street, you would see a huge, the First Amendment written out. Anyway, they're definitely trying to get rid of that. Now they're going further. Much further, the same Democratic House committee that is demanding greater online censorship from social media companies now has its sights set on the removal of conservative cable outlets, including Fox News, from the airwaves. The House Energy and Commerce Committee on Monday announced a February 24th hearing convening by one of its subcommittees entitled Fanning the Flames, Disinformation and Extremism in the Media, claiming that the spread of disinformation and extremism by traditional news media presents a tangible and destabilizing threat, the committee argues. Some broadcasters and cable networks increasing reliance on conspiracy theories and misleading for patently false information raises question about their devotion to journalistic integrity. Are you serious? I mean, we got Jake Tapper just saying, An unarmed black man got shot in the back, when he himself, Jacob Blake, mind you, I'm talking about, he himself admitted he shouldn't have reached for the knife. He was fighting with the cops, dropped the knife, picked it up, and he picked it up after they tussled. He went around the car with the knife in his hand and reached into his car and then got shot. Jake Tapper, countless times over like a month and a half, he was unarmed. How dare this injustice? And then when the story came out, he was actually armed. He was actually a criminal that shouldn't have been there. He was trying to take the kids. He sexually assaulted the woman. He wasn't supposed to be there. So like all of it, you know, he was already arrested for having an illegal weapon. So, and the cops knew this going over there. So they were already on edge. And they came up and they were trying to they were fighting him. They were wrestling with him first, trying to stop him. And he had a knife on him. So he didn't get shot when he already had a knife when they were wrestling with him and he dropped it. And then he picked it up and left. Jake Tapper pushed this narrative over and over and over again to drill in the racial injustice that was going on, not to mention all of the statistics that prove most of it complete BS. They are now saying, well, Fox News was pushing this other side of things. It's like, what? They're projecting. This is projection to the max. Look, they're doing it. No, don't look at us. We're allowed to do this. We're allowed to lie and manipulate people. That's basically what they're saying right here. Journalistic integrity. Get out of here with that. Look at this. Let me see if I can. All right, this is actually them hitting up AT&T. What moral and ethical principles do you apply in deciding which channels to carry or when to take adverse actions against a channel? Well, maybe when they lie and manipulate people, the public? Huh. Maybe that's what you should be focused on. Not Fox News, who is actually reporting the other side of it. Now, people say they can be. And any source is biased, right? OAN and came out and pretty strongly against this with a statement. Show us. They said, show us which one of our reporting was false. We'll wait. Because that's how confident that they are. They're like, by all means. Neither of the two, Anna Aisho and Jerry McNerney, none of them actually cited any evidence of them showing misinformation. All right, now Fox, they have them lying a little bit. Like, okay, yeah. You want to get into that battle, though, CNN or MSNBC or any of these left-leaning news places? My goodness, it's ridiculous. But it gets worse. Do you require, through contracts or otherwise, that the channels you carry abide by any content guidelines? What, like telling the truth? No, you threw that out the window back in 2013 when you snuck the Smith-Mundt Act into the NDAA. The National Defense Authorization Act. Yeah, you snuck that in there so news media don't have to worry about telling the truth anymore. We can shove propaganda down American citizens' ears. Go look it up if you don't believe me. I've reported on it many times. But this is the kind of stuff that you can't ask those questions when you have laws like that hidden down in the bowels of these massive National Defense Authorization Acts. Yeah, it sounds great. Uh-huh. Just like the Patriot Act. We all know how that worked. Goodness sakes, how much of our rights are they going to take from us? That's really what we're seeing. This is them showing we want all of the power. We get to do whatever we want. But if someone else speaks against us, they get out of here. Look, then they straight up ask, how many of your subscribers tuned into Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN on UVerse, DirecTV, and AT&T TV for each of the 4 weeks preceding to November 3rd? Elections and January 6th attack. Of course, they bring it to the attacks. Please specify the numbers of subscribers that tuned into each channel. What? Next, they're going to be like, now let's have a list of each and every single one of them because we need to know which of the population believe your false narratives that you're spreading. I mean, that's basically what they're saying, right? We want to know who watches your stuff. Who's out there watching your stuff? Because we need to go now to the people who took in so they can't speak to others. My goodness, how soon do you think they're going to be coming for me? You know, because I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to watch my mouth and not speak out for things that I feel need to be spoken about. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely absurd. Have you taken any adverse actions against a channel, including Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN? Just those three. Those are the only three we care about. For using your platform to disseminate disinformation related directly or indirectly to November 3rd, 2020 elections? Huh. What does that sound familiar? Oh, that's right. Crowder actually came out with actual proof. We already had proof. We had videos of people running ballots over and over again. We had the videos of these mysterious vans showing up after the cutoff on November 3rd, which was legal or illegal. At the 8 p.m. is the cutoff. No votes after that. That's the laws. But then we have these videos showing up. Gateway Pundit spent money not a small amount of money. They had to buy these security tapes from the convention center, and they did. They reviewed it, and they saw the vans. So they have it. So we've seen evidence. Now we got Crowder. Let me just pull this up real quick. This is Tim's response. Twitter locked Crowder's tweet, but I'm not sure anyone disputed his claims. Twitter is publishing false statements of fact on tons of tweets because it's an automated process that they should be responsible for it. Yeah, they're a publisher. They're publishing what people can see. And they're part of this authoritarian state that is being assembled, created. It's an avalanche of it happening. I mean, Adam Townsend said it yesterday. We can't stop it. We're not going to be able to stop what's happening. So we're just going to lose democracy. And he made a good point. Do you know what the Constitution says? I can't read the Constitution off the top of my head. We're not taught the Constitution. They don't want us to know the Constitution. They don't want us to understand the rights that we, the people, told the government that we have. No, they've convinced us that actually now the world is run by terms of service and you have to accept it. Oh, you don't even read it? You just hit accept because you want to use the product? This is more of the things that we are just being forced. We don't have a constitution anymore, do we? We don't. People are like, I love the Constitution. Yeah, I love the idea of the Constitution, but I can't read you. I know the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, but then, you know, it gets real loose after that. Because those are the two that people are fighting about. It's like fighting over the presidency when we don't realize that it's like our local officials and the governors and the state senators and like all this, everything else is so important, arguably more important than voting for the president. But that's all we focus on. So just focus right there. Anyway, Crowder, he said, dozens of voter names, addresses, pictures proving they don't exist, period. Today, I'm tired of this. Mass voter fraud is real, and I can prove it. And he does. He comes with receipts showing that these people were voting from, you know, tied to places that didn't exist. So it's proof. It happened. And guess what happened? He got suspended for proving actual facts. That he proved. He's got the proof. He's got the receipts. And they banned him because this is going against the narrative. They can't have this. They have to get rid of all dissenting voices. And that's literally what this loss or what this letter is to AT&T. We got to get rid of these voices. How dare you? We can't have this. Former Clinton advisor, America becoming totalitarian state under Biden. Yeah, well, it started in the 2020s. It started long ago, back in not like 9/11, the Patriot Act. We started losing, and probably even before that. But look, I mean, every day I get more and more politically aware. I gain a little bit more information about my history, our history, everybody's history, right? Learning about the Constitution, learning about how we're losing that, learning about what the Patriot Act did to us, learning what the National Defense Authorization Act did to us, learning about all this stuff, about how we are actually a lot less free now than we've been, I mean, maybe my whole life. Yeah. It's pretty scary. Wolf urged that the U.S. is moving into a coup situation under democratic rule, owing to medical mandates being extended under the guise of a real medical pandemic. She emphasized that lockdowns have never been done in society, and really, we are turning into a totalitarian state before everyone's eyes. I mean, it's true. Look at the emergency powers of these governors. I mean, they're unconstitutional. North Dakota just said, all right, look, mask mandates are illegal. You just can't do that. You can't force people to do this. Good for them, because I agree, it is unconstitutional, all right? Look, I'm not saying don't wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, that should be on you, though, right? It's to each person, my body, my choice. How long have they fought for that? It's like they just pick and choose when it's appropriate for them. I mean, it's just, it boggles my mind. You know, I did this, I did a segment about a potential vaccine passport that you have to prove. If you have a vaccine passport, actually, that's pretty good. Coined the phrase. Just kind of bring that in together, a vaxport. I was just kind of like, man, this would be crazy. It was just like one Australian air company. I mean, they're pushing it. This is from the World Economic Forum. What is a vaccine passport? And will you need one the next time you travel? They're pushing for it. They're pushing for this. It even says, this article is part of the Davos agenda. I mean, this is the Great Reset, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is what they want. They want powers. Man, I got to give a quick shout out to Elon, because Washington Post was reaching out to him. Here, I got a great article from the Daily Wire. Shout out to the Daily Wire, by the way. I recently just joined up to support them for supporting Gina. And actually, I really enjoy their content. Give my regards to your puppet master. Elon Musk fires back at WAPO story and owner Jeff Bezos. It's so brutal. So they were trying to throw him under the bus and reach out for comment about some Tesla stuff. I'm not going to get into the story, but it's just so nice to see the richest man basically dung on the second richest man. And you'll just love to see it, right? You just love to see it. He basically was like, I know you're a puppet. I know the Washington Post is, you're a puppet. Say hello to your puppet master, right? Because the Washington Post, like we all know, they did that smear piece on me trying to say that I was an extremist of some sort, which is ridiculous. I'm not trying to make people do extreme things. I think violence is absolutely the worst possible avenue to get things done. The worst. You lose all credibility as soon as you go violent, period. All right. What I do with my show is I want people to be inspired to open their eyes and do their own research and work for themselves and empower themselves to make their lives better, because anyone has that power. Literally anyone. Everyone does it. Everyone has the ability to make their own life better. Okay. Now, if you want to come back and be like, well, Adam, there's modern day slavery. Yeah, I know. And I'm speaking out against that, too. It's ridiculous. All right. And I'm going to there's an article I've got that, I mean, it goes in tune with the Kids in Cages segment. So I'll bring it back up later. But it's ridiculous. Man, emergency powers. Who does that make you think of? Yes, of course. Governor Cuomo. This man shoved sick patients into nursing homes. Now, I've been ragging on this man for almost a year, because I was paying attention. We were talking nonstop about COVID, because that's literally the entire news media was just COVID, 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 COVID. Right about right now, last year, it was, you know, the uptick. This was right about the time that Trump did a ban on people coming from China. Which, of course, Joe Biden said it was xenophobic. Like, whoa, how dare you? You can't stop people from going out. Fauci's like, no one should be wearing a mask. Pelosi said, go out to Chinatown and make them feel comfortable because, you know, the president is xenophobic and how dare he? Well, they sure changed their tune real quick, right? Why? Well, because they wanted to smear the president and gain a lot of power. So Cuomo did exactly that. They've got these emergency powers, and they love it. They are using news media to spread this, you know. I saw an article. I don't have these up, but I saw an article that says, reasons why I love Governor Cuomo. Reasons why we need a person like Governor Cuomo to take control right now. And it's like, this is ridiculous. Like, don't put anyone on a platform. Seriously, we're all human beings. Anyone can make mistakes. Don't put people on a pedestal. It's that's a problem. People put people on a pedestal. And look at Trump. They put him so far up on this pedestal that he is both everyone's savior and the worst person ever to live. And it's one of the two, you know, when it's like, yeah. Look, I voted for him. I appreciate what he did for this country. I feel like people don't like him because they were told not to like him. But they still put him on this pedestal. You can't. You know, there's... Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Look, I'm going to talk about Cuomo here. This guy, I mean, this is... He straight killed people, man. This is from Janice Dean. She's very outspoken about it. Fox News' Janice Dean spoke at a rally held by New York Assemblyman Ron Kim Wednesday against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid the growing scandal over nursing home deaths. Dean has been very outspoken against Cuomo after her husband's parents passed away last year and said today, we had no idea there was a March 25th order to put over 9,000 COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. I wish we had known that. A lot of news agencies, news companies think that this is breaking news. Well, we have been shouting from the rooftops for 10 months. Yes, I've been calling them out. Same with Whitmer. Same with Wolf from Pennsylvania. Murphy from Jersey. And these people are they created this mess, right? This isn't just Cuomo. All right, we got other governors that were in on this. And when you do the math, it's like something like 35% of all COVID deaths during that spike. The mountain that Cuomo likes to talk about. We're finally getting over this mountain. You see this picture that I did that I wasted taxpayer dollars on? Yes, this is the mountain. And we're finally over it, but we can, don't worry. I mean, well, maybe you should worry because there may be another mountain. Really? You're gonna send thousands of COVID patients into nursing homes again? Is that the plan? Well, here's another article. Cuomo should be subpoenaed to testify on COVID nursing home crisis. House Oversight GOP says, you think? Should be? Why hasn't he been? What? What are they waiting for? What are they waiting for? Yo, GOP, seriously, look, if you want to maintain any semblance of respect from the American people that vote in your direction, you need to do something about this. You need to actually do something, okay? We need to see moves being made, all right? Because this is a thing. Cuomo definitely ordered those people back into nursing homes, causing deaths that didn't need to happen. You know Sweden? Sweden has one of the lowest death rates in all of Europe. But they never locked down. Sure, they made it so that you couldn't go see old people, couldn't go into nursing homes because those were the people at risk. Well, that immediately is significantly different than the man that won an Emmy and wrote a book about champion fighting through COVID-19 in the best way possible. It's ridiculous. Talk about a money grab. Yeah, well, Sweden's constitution says that they're not allowed to stop the people from convening. They can't stop people from meeting and talking and spreading information amongst themselves. It's in their constitution. So they couldn't lock down in Sweden because it was unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional here, but through the extreme measures, the totalitarian that they're going with, which Cuomo certainly has these powers. He doesn't want to relinquish these powers, does he? Of course not. Of course not. It's ridiculous. Yeah. James in chat just said it's all, I don't just randomly looked, but it's perfect. It's all just one party now, the corporate party. Yeah. I don't even believe the GOP cares or the Democrats. Like, everyone in government is suspect right now. Everybody is suspect. I don't trust the entire system. All right. I constantly push for a younger generation to get into politics. We need that. AOC, she won by getting out there and going to doorstep. Adam Townsend talked about it last night on my show. She won because her opponent was lazy, thought he had it, and she was just out there pushing, knocking on doors, literally knocking on doors. That's the key. So look, if you want to get in. And someone super chatted me yesterday, said, look, thanks to you, I'm going to go vote or I'm going to go run for office. Please run for office. Please get into politics. Politics suck. All right. That is a simple truth. And politicians suck. But we got these politicians that are just there. This dude basically created that mountain that he held over everyone's head. How dare you go out? Man, you're gonna kill grandma if you go out. You killed grandma, dude. You like her husband's parents died because of you, Cuomo. You killed them. How many? Whitmer, man. Gavin Newsom in California, he did it too. Man, I hope he gets recalled. These governors have way too much power. You got to remember too, governors are essentially presidents of their state. Right. I mean, we are the United States, not the federal government of the United States or the, you know, CCA, the communist, you know, Communist Party of America, CPA. Yeah, it's ridiculous. We need to take back control of our government. We the people, right? We the people. Are the people that control everything, not the elite few that they've convinced us is what we need. That's why those articles I was seeing about like Cuomo's the man that we need in office. We need the someone like this who's just gonna force more deaths. Almost 40% more people died. So the number's up to like 500,000, 400 or 40%. That's like 200,000 people. That's 200,000 people less. That, I mean, I'm just, you know, going off the numbers right now. Obviously, this all happened during the spike back in like March, late March. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. I think this guy should absolutely be subpoenaed. Last month, New York Attorney General Letitia James said nursing home COVID deaths in the state were undercounted by as much as 50%. Yeah. So did he lie about it? Yeah. He didn't want people knowing about that. He didn't want people to know about the fact that they undercounted the deaths. And then they're like, well, the death totals were accurate. Yeah, but they lied about where the deaths were coming from to lessen the spotlight, the magnifying glass on what happened there to cause that spike of deaths. Not to even get into the death numbers, because we are on par. The 2020 year was on par with the same amount of deaths the previous 10 years. There was no major spike in deaths at all. So that's ridiculous, this whole thing. I mean, the flu deaths went to nil. Like I did countless segments on this kind of stuff. And it's ridiculous to see that they are just pushing the 500,000 dead. Like, yeah, people die. It's a shame. But people also die of heart disease too, more than that per year. And we're not trying to get people fit and healthy so that their hearts, the valves still work and aren't clogged by, you know, processed food and terrible eating habits. Like, it's not, and I'm not fat shaming at all. I'm talking about being healthy versus not being healthy. Heart disease exists. It kills hundreds of thousands of people a year, and yet no one's up in arms about it. They're talking about COVID, and it's like, look, I'm not trying to even, you know, undermine what COVID is. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying it doesn't cause deaths, all right? But if you're healthy, you tend to not die of heart disease, all right? You draw whatever conclusion you want from that. But I'll tell you what, if Cuomo didn't send the thousands of sick patients into nursing homes, there probably would have been a lot less deaths from nursing homes. So I here's hoping that he gets subpoenaed, because he absolutely needs to be relinquishing his emergency powers and being held accountable for killing people. Same with Wolf of Pennsylvania, Murphy of New Jersey, Whitmer in Michigan, and Gavin Newsom in California. These five, those five governors absolutely all need to be held accountable, not just Cuomo. But if Cuomo will be the first domino to fall into it, then maybe the rest will follow suit. So I hope so. All right, let's move on. This is what people, man, I'm freaking out about this. So this is the start. It always starts too with, of course, Washington Post. The first migrant facility for children opens under Biden. Migrant facility. So at first glance, you see this would be a training facility, it seems. Chairs are set up 6 feet apart inside an intake building at a facility for unaccompanied migrant children in Chorizo Springs, Texas. Teens began arriving Monday before being placed with a government-approved sponsor. All right, so this is the emergency facility, a vestige of the Trump administration, that was open for only a month in the summer of 2019, is being reactivated to hold up 700 children ages 13 to 17. Now, people were freaking out about this, but look at this. They have essentially created a mini community to foster these children. Now, this is quite a long article, but I want to bring up, look, this is the... everyone was posting this because this is actually where they're going to be staying, and they're literally storage containers, all right, with metal bars on them. So they are essentially cages, all right? And it's funny because who built the cages, Joe? Right? You guys remember this from the debate? Who built the cages, Joe? Who built the cages? Yeah, it was Obama that built the cages. Trump actually upgraded the cages to, yes, storage containers, what it seemed. It was open for a month, probably got a lot of heat because he was trying to shut down the trafficking system from the other side, and it's kind of ridiculous. But the system is being overwhelmed. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Thousands of migrant children flooding the U.S. border after Biden reverses Trump policy. Listen to this. The Biden administration has reverted to the Obama-era open border policies for children migrants that turned the U.S. government into the largest human trafficker of children in the world. News reports this week show that thousands of migrant children are being led across the U.S./Mexico border by the Biden administration, then placed in government shelters that are being overwhelmed. The children are eventually resettled in the interior by the government, usually with family members, making the Biden administration the delivery agent of the human trafficking cartels that charge extortionist fees to smuggle the children to the border. The surge started after Biden carved out an exception on Trump's border policy to now allow unaccompanied children to cross the border at will and be taken care of by the federal government. So, okay, do you hear that? They are literally sending kids over because Biden said if they're unaccompanied and we're going to take care of them, we're just going to pick them up and take care of them. What do you think people are going to do? They're going to shove their kids across the border. He's causing, it's a cause and effect. Like him saying that, now there's a crazy uptick. Like in that original article, there's like, a small number, it has, you know, it's been inching up higher when it's like it went from, I don't know, a couple hundred to like 5,000 in 1 month. It's like, that's not inching towards a problem at the southern border. That's a big, huge problem slamming against the bottom of our country. And Texas is pissed, for one, because guess who has to take care of all of this? Texas. So that's why this is, check this out. A judge banned enforcement of Biden's 100-day deportation pause. Now, this is a little bit different because it's not necessarily about the children, but it's more of a blanket statement. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a preliminary injunction sought by Texas, which argued the moratorium violated federal law and risked imposing additional costs on the state. That brings up a really good point. Who's paying for all this stuff? They just like tax the citizens, do whatever we want. That's these elites. That's this totalitarian measures / I don't want to say dictators, but man, they're really leaning into it. They just want to be able to do whatever they want. You know, Biden wants to basically give 11 million people citizenship. Look, my wife is Swedish. We were married actually 4 years ago today. And it's been a process that we're still not even done with, so that she can stay here with me legally, because she is my wife and, you know, we are married and we've, you know, been together, but we still are going through the process to prove it so that she doesn't have to like get a green card. Because why? You know, that's like, it's a process to prove. You have to do interviews, you have to pay a bunch of money, thousands of dollars to do this. It's like, but now they're giving, all these people that came across the border, well, they're just going to get citizenship. She doesn't even have citizenship. She's got a green card so she can work here and live here without having to leave every 3 months. So, and that's a whole nother process that costs thousands of more dollars. What is going on? Yeah, I'm going through the legal process to do it legally. That's how it should be done. The new attorney general that they're trying to bring in. Well, do you think it should still remain illegal for people to cross the border illegally? Well, I haven't really thought of that problem. You really got to look at what Biden thinks. What does Biden think? You think Biden thinks anything? You think he's going, let's figure this out. Let's try to figure this out. Thank you, everybody, for the happy anniversary wishes. You guys are fantastic. I wasn't bringing that up for that, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's frustrating to see this kind of stuff. You know, I can't stand it. When I saw this article, this was the kicker, man, that really just pissed me off. Biden cancels Trump's Operation Talon, a program that targeted sex offenders living in the U.S. illegally. Yeah, you heard that right. All right. Biden cancels literally anything Trump does. Everything Trump did was bad. Really? Everything? Like Operation Talon? That was bad? How is that bad? It's targeting the sex offenders, the sex traffickers that are here illegally because they shouldn't be here illegally, period, but they're also sex offenders and sex traffickers. So wait, you're getting rid of that operation, Joe Biden? Why? What? This is insanity. Biden administration recently canceled Operation Talon, a Trump administration program aimed at removing convicted sex offenders living in the United States illegally. Okay. What happened when Biden said, we're gonna give citizenship to a bunch of people? Hundreds of thousands of people started rushing the southern border from South America. We've been watching this for a while. What do you think's going to happen now, Biden? Now that you're saying, well, I mean, these illegally here sex offenders, you know, we're not going to kick them out. What? Excuse me? This is ridiculous, okay? This pisses me off because this is a problem. This is a huge issue that we need to be focusing on. That's why I had Eliza on my show, Eliza Blue. If you don't know who she is, she's an incredible, you know, advocate for bringing more light to this kind of stuff, because this is a problem nowadays. But for him to just be like, well, you know, anything that Trump did, because Trump, orange man, bad, right? You know, so literally all of his policies must have been terrible. Yeah. No, man. When you actually look at his policies, they were actually pretty good for America. You can't convince me otherwise. Jeez. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson joined a coalition of 18 states' attorney general to urge Biden to reverse the cancellation. Here's a quote from him. We're working hard to fight human trafficking and sex crimes in South Carolina, and allowing convicted sex offenders who are here illegally to remain in our country makes absolutely no sense. These trafficking and sex crimes are repugnant to human decency generally and to children specifically. You're absolutely right, Alan. Absolutely correct. They're ridiculous. This is just going to spur them on. Well, Joe Biden clearly likes to sniff little girls and, you know, whatever. He probably is like, I'm trying to legalize it. Yeah, I said that. I don't even care anymore because that's the vibe I'm getting. That's the vibe I'm getting from this presidency, from these crazy leftists. These crazy Democrats trying to push this narrative. Man, I have some articles that would probably get me banned because of the things that I want to say. The new Secretary of Health, or Vice Secretary, I'm not sure how she's transgender. She's trying to force sex changes on children. And it's bonkers. All right, these kids, the human brain doesn't even finish fully forming until you're like 25. You don't know who you are until you're... didn't know who I was when I was 25. You know, I was coming into my own, but I certainly had no idea what I was thinking at 10, at 15. I thought I did. Every kid thinks they do. But you know what really affects them? What their peers are telling them, what their parents are telling them, what the news is telling them, what they're seeing out into the public world. They're making this, you know, observation. But I'll tell you what people who is really noticing, these sex offenders, these sex traffickers are watching the policies that are being put into place to protect them. Oh, well, we won't even get deported. We can come in here illegally. Man, it's ridiculous. All right, I'm over that. I'm over that. Because this stuff pisses me off, man. Oh, I hate that. All right. Let's move on to a lighter subject. My goodness. Look, if you haven't smashed that like button, feel free to smash it whenever you want. Smash that like button. Because it, you know, helps the algorithms, helps me, shows me that you're you love me. I love it. Oh man. And you know what? I'm seeing chat. You guys are all right. There's so many people in chat that are saying some fiery truths. All right. And so if you're in chat, you guys know what I'm talking about. All right, let's move on. This is a really cool article. All right, a little bit different, but I like it a lot. Hybrid living materials. Very cool. Check this out. A method for printing 3D objects that can control living organisms in predictable ways has been developed by an interdisciplinary team of researchers at MIT and elsewhere. Man, shout out to MIT, dude. They are making moves. MIT, I mean, before I even get into this, like MIT has... They're future thinkers. I like them. They were working on touchscreen everything back in the 80s, and the computer world was like, well, who's gonna want to touch their screen? Like, who wants that? Well, we all know how that went. Jeez. Anyway, the technique may lead to 3D printing of biomedical tools such as customized braces that incorporate living cells to produce therapeutic compounds such as painkillers or topical treatments, the researchers say. The new development was led by MIT Media Lab Associate Professor Neri Oxman and graduate students Rachel Sohu Smith, Christoph Badar, and Sananda Sharma, along with six others at MIT and at Harvard University's Weiss Institute and Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. The system is described in a paper recently published in the journal Advanced Function Materials. There's a quote, "We call them hybrid living materials, or HLMs," Smith says. For their initial proof of concept experiments, the team precisely incorporated various chemicals into the 3D printing process. These chemicals act as signals to activate certain responses in biologically engineered microbes, which are spray-coated onto the printed object. Once added, the microbes display specific colors or fluorescence in response to the chemical signals. In their study, the team describes the appearance of these colored patterns in a variety of printed objects, which they say demonstrates the successful incorporation of the living cells into the surface of the 3D printed material, and the cells' activation in response to the selectively placed chemicals. There's actually a pretty cool video on YouTube that you should absolutely go check them out. I'm going to keep reading, though. The objective is to make a robust design tool for producing objects and devices incorporating living biological elements made in a way that is predictable and scalable as other industrial manufacturer processes. The team uses a multi-step process to produce their hybrid living materials. First, they use a commercially available multi-material inkjet-based 3D printer and customized recipes for the combinations of resins and chemical signals used for printing. For example, they found that one type of resin, normally used just to produce a temporary support for overhanging parts of a printed structure and then dissolved away after printing, could produce useful results by being mixed in with a structural resin material. The parts of the structure that incorporates this support material becomes absorbent and are able to retain the chemical signals that control the behavior of the living organisms. Finally, the living layer is added, a surface coating of hydrogel, a gelatinous material composed mostly of water but providing a stable and durable lattice structure, is infused with biologically engineered bacteria and spray-coated onto the object. We can define very specific shapes and distributions of the hybrid living materials and the biosynthesized products, whether they be colors or therapeutic agents within the printed shapes, Smith says. Some of these initial test shapes were made as silver dollar-sized discs and others in the form of colorful face masks, with the colors provided by the living bacteria within their structure. The colors take several hours to develop as the bacteria grow and then remain stable once they are in place. These exciting practical applications in this approach, since designers are now able to control and pattern the growth of living systems through a computational algorithm, Oxman says, combining computational design, additive manufacturing, and synthetic biology, the HLM platform points towards the far-reaching impact these technologies may have across seemingly disparate fields, enlivening design and object space. The printing platform the team used allows the material properties of the printed object to be varied precisely and continuously between different parts of the structure, with some sections stiffer and others more flexible, and some more absorbent and others liquid repellent. Such variations could be useful in the design of biomedical devices that can provide strength and support while also being soft and pliable to provide comfort in places where they are in contact with the body. The team included specialists in biology, bioengineering, and computer science to come up with a system that yields predictable patterning of the biological behavior across the printed object, despite the effects of factors such as diffusion of chemicals throughout the material. Though computer modeling of these effects, the researchers produced software that they say offers levels of precision comparable to the computer-assisted design, or CAD systems, used for traditional 3D printing systems. The multi-resin 3D printing platform can use anywhere from 3 to 7 different resins with different properties, mixed in any proportions. In combination with synthetic biological engineering, this makes it possible to design objects with biological surfaces that can be programmed to respond in specific ways to particular stimuli, such as light or temperature or chemical signals, in a way that are reproducible yet completely customizable, and that can be produced on demand, the researchers say. In the future, the pigments included in the mask can be replaced with useful chemical substances for human augmentation, such as vitamins, antibodies, or antimicrobial drugs, Oxman said. Imagine, for example, a wearable interface designed to guide ad hoc antibiotic formation customized to fit the genetic makeup of its user, or consider small packaging that can detect contamination, or environmentally responsive architectural skins that can respond and adapt in real time to environmental clues. In their test, the team used genetically modified E. coli bacteria because these grow rapidly and are widely used and studied. But in principle, other organisms could be used as well, the researcher says. The team included Dominic Kolb, Su Shi Tang, Christopher Voigt and Felix Moser at MIT. I'm going to give them all credit because this is really cool. Ahmed Hosni of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute of Harvard Medical School and James Weaver at the Weiss Medical Institute at Harvard. It was supported by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Getty Lab, the DARPA Engineering Living Materials Agreement, and the National Security Science and Engineering Faculty Fellowship. Now, when I read this, all I could think of is Star Trek, replicators, you know, thinking about the future. And then it got me thinking about the future, and I'm like, I don't remember what show this was, but, you know, they print their clothes. Maybe it was Star Trek, actually. It would make sense that they 3D print literally everything. And now 3D printing in the Star Trek universe is a replicator that has, like, a laser beam that goes or whatever, you know, a hologram light show that all of a sudden this thing appears that, you know, that you wanted. It could be food. It could be a face mask. It could be, you know, a new, bone that you broke that is irreparable, and, you know, something happened that you need a new bone. Maybe there's cancer in your hip, and they can actually make a new hip that will innately have bacteria fighting principles. Like, I mean, just think about what we can do. My mind goes back to a segment I did almost a year ago. It was about how scientists have been able to figure out how to replicate leaves in a tree and taking sunlight in and converting that into sugars. And it's like, that's pretty cool. Artificial photosynthesis. So if we can start 3D printing things, from what I've gathered from this feels like the beginning of actual replication of what we can, well, what do we need? We don't need, we're not going to need factories to produce, you know, cheap UFOs sitting on, not to say that you're cheap UFO, don't look at me like that. But, you know, it's like, I guarantee you this was made in China. Does it, it doesn't say it. Wow. Let's see. There is straight up no writing on this. Okay, that is super rare. Well, that would be nice if it wasn't made in China, but who knows? But think about that, though. We have these massive factories that make all of our things, you know, but if we have, you know, eventually everyone's going to own a life printer, you know, life printer 2.0. This time comes with organic material. Now you can print your own food. All it needs to be left in the sun, because it can then convert sun energy into the fuel it needs to run, and also the fuel it needs to produce whatever the material that it's needed. Or maybe we use in some sort of graphene machines where you can take all of your waste and turn it into graphene, and these life printers, you know, use the sun energy to, and then in conjunction with graphene, which basically all things is carbon, and graphene is essentially like an uber material using carbon. So, you know, put it all together, and we're on the cusp of just like this new venture. Like, I'm so, everything to, about me is going into space, because we're going to have millions of new jobs, because we're going to be spanning the universes, you know, and it's going to be incredible. Now, obviously, I'm thinking way ahead, of course, past my lifetime, but that's okay, because I want to focus on that. We should focus on that. I'm sick of seeing a society that focuses on me. Well, what about me? Okay, yeah, well, that's not how humans have gotten here. That's not why we're here. We didn't get here because everybody was thinking me, right? We got here because of community, teaching each other how to do the things that we were doing. Granted, there are people that took control, certain authoritarians that all they think is me, and no one else. You know, just you know, take that as you will. But you know, my goodness, it's exciting. It's exciting that we could technically be seeing the, I mean, look at Elon Musk, you know, the advent of spaceships, Starship. He's working on a Starship that can take off and land anywhere else on the planet. Now, it's not about traveling into space. It's about getting anywhere on the planet quickly. That's really what the goal of that is. But still, we're working towards it. We're getting there. It's going to be really amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens from this, because I think this is this is part of the beginning. And this is from, if you want to check this out, it's an article called Hybrid Living Materials at the MIT Media Lab. Definitely check it out, because there's a cool video that you can watch. All right, I'm getting some super chats. Thank you all for smashing that like button. I appreciate all of you for doing that. Remember, the Discord is open. So if you would like to join my Discord, down in the description below, right below, is the link to the Discord. So join the Discord if you want. Otherwise, join my locals is awesome. I definitely tend to give... I pop in my Discord. I'm not in there all the time. I like to pop in and say hi, but I definitely tend to try to respond to everyone in my locals. Twitter, I don't respond to everyone. I just post thoughts. I find thoughts, and I, you know, use Twitter how I do it, but my locals page, I really try to give you a little bit more me, and try to, you know, everyone who supports me there, I definitely give you a little bit more of my time. So definitely check that out. All right, let's get into some super chats. Mark G says, Adam, how do you prepare a fresh cup of Krigler coffee? French press, dipper, percolator, hand pour, or is it just eat the beans straight? Well, no, I use a classic drip. Yeah, or maybe that's what you meant, dripper, not dipper. I use a nice drip system that I can program. Usually I don't program, I'm too lazy, but I love... Do I have any? Oh, I have a little bit of coffee left. Why not, right? Man, that is some good coffee. All right, I feel bad that I was like totally calling this UFO out for being made in China. And now I feel like I need to spin it. And I don't know who said this. Someone had just, Jason, I see you there, just said, roll it. All right, I'm going to roll it. You guys know what to do. Rolling the die. All right, 1 through 20. guess it, and you win absolutely nothing. But good luck. Have fun. The man behind the screen says, I hope you got at least one good story tonight, Adam. I need that shot of positivity in a big way today. If not, all good. Keep doing what you do. Well, I hope you like that 3D printed segment. I know it's not all doom and gloom with me. I try to bring it up a little bit. So, but it's really cool. I really do like that. All right, let's see. Mark G says, I know it's unpleasant, but I'm happy that you were booted from a certain show and that you spun off on your own. More chill vibe here that I have and have come to not like the weekends as they are Adamless. Ah, thank you so much. That's very nice of you. All right, we got a winner. I just want to make sure no one else guessed it before you. Nope. All right, congratulations, James Nutt. James, you nut, you guessed it. It was 5. Congratulations, you won absolutely nothing. But you did win me saying your name, so technically you won. Congrats. The man behind the screen again says, reading these letters is exactly what I needed right now. Thanks for always bringing that refreshing positive touch. And to all the fellow Adam Nuts in chat, keep being excellent to each other. Thank you, Oz. I do appreciate that. You know, it didn't even dawn on me that that is in itself a segment that I did on my show, right? Reading these awesome letters. And if you did miss it at the beginning of the show, I'm not going to read the letters, but I am going to show you what Serafina Berman, she did a little drawing of me jamming behind my desk. Very cool. I do really like that a lot. That's great. What I don't remember what movie these are from. What movie? It was one of those Ghibli movies. Anyway, I'm really, really excited about those letters. They really mean a lot to me. Leonardo says, they say we have free speech, but we can't comment on YouTube videos from the White House. You don't have free speech. We don't anymore. That's a lie. Free Will Mango says, sounds like they are a really crappy salespeople trying to twist arms to make the sale. Love your content, bro. Watched you on Tim. Always dreamed of meeting you. Maybe you will one day. Right on. Thank you for those kind words. That walking fish says, want to do a Beanie Buddha painting when I have... Oh, you want to do a Beanie Buddha painting when I have time, or when you have time. That would be dope. I would love that. And for those who don't know, this here is the Beanie Buddha. For those listening on the podcast, someone 3D printed a little Buddha with a little beanie, and on the back it says "Smash the like button." This thing seriously is one of my favorite. I love it. I love it. So people have sent me different things, and all the favorites get to get put up in my studio somewhere. And that Beanie Buddha is definitely something awesome. I love that one. Let's see, where are we? Arcadian Twilight says, I OD'd on Tim and Veritas. Looks like lefty elites are doing to Americas what Parliament and Crown did to colonials. Kneel or die. They said liberty or death. We need to steel ourselves that once again. I know, but what does that look like, right? How do we do that? You know, that we can... that's why I think the most important thing is to get younger generation, like a younger, smart generation, not these clueless, brainwashed people, you know, people that are actually paying attention and know the implications of everything. We need economists in control, you know, and not just lawyers. We need people from all different facets of life to be in the conversation and not just these lawyer elites. It's pretty insane. I think that's what we need to do. Hydro says, close your eye and remember what those people look like coming out of the filed carrying torches, their veins bulging. Joe Biden. Is that really a quote from him? My goodness. Mark G says, we need Texit, not for the meme, but for the spark that may cause the federal government to realize they've overstepped their bounds and fix it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right? Zacchaeus and Brannigan Deed says, YouTube Constitution Alive by Rick Green. All right, is that a good place to find like a good breakdown? Let me check that out. Karl Marx says, Adam, great show. Do you play disc golf? Check out the Disc Golf Challenge Skill Scramble card game. I've never played disc golf, but I love Frisbee. I used to play Frisbee a lot, just play Frisbee. I was on the ultimate Frisbee team in my high school. I really loved it. I wasn't captain, but I definitely would yell and scream, and I had a really fun time playing in Rolling Meadows High School back in Chicago. Well, Illinois, outside. Minion says, I think everything we see is all a distraction so we don't fight the Great Reset. All they want is power and have the entire establishment with them. Yeah, I see no lies. Mark G says, politicians do suck. Have you seen our VP? Carl Roy says, in Quebec, there was a young man of 16 years old pushing to open sport education program back. The media call everyone against the cuff COVIDiots. The media is calling people COVIDiots? Oh my gosh, media is ridiculous. Arcadian Twilight said, in spite of soul-crushing work, trying my best to clean up, write my sci-fi work, start my own channel, 40 down, 160 pounds left, run for office once stable, good for you. Good for you. I'm going to spin this UFO for you, Arcadian. Keep it up, man. Keep it up. That's the only thing you can do is keep it up, you know? Just keep fighting forward. I love that. I love that. I'm proud of you. America Float says Cuomo won't be charged, but he'll be found guilty in the streets of NYC if he stays around long. Lots of city folks waking up to the Manchin murderer. Yeah, I mean, is he not even allowed in New York City anymore? I thought I heard something about how they were like, New Yorkers were like, nah, he's not allowed back, not allowed here anymore. Oh yeah, and someone said disc golf in chat with two thumbs up. I've been over at this other spot that we go to. There's disc golf holes, which are these chained things. For those who play, no, but for those who don't, disc golf is these smaller discs. And actually, Tim got like a stack of like professional disc golf frisbees, and I was like, dude, we should set up like disc golf holes around our property here so we can just go outside and play. That would be really fun. I really like that. I'm good at tossing a disc, so I think I'd be good at it. Mavis says, spin the UFO for Emma's birthday. Emma, happy birthday, Emma. Here, this spin is just specifically for Emma. If you're not Emma, don't look at this UFO. This spin is not for you. This is only for Emma and her birthday. Happy birthday, Emma. All right, Mark G says, Biden is just fixing the supply chain by putting them in shipping containers. It will be easier and cheaper to deliver them to him to sniff. Oh my gosh. Goodness sakes. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, I'm going to get some whiskey for the weekend. Suggestions? Well, I do like Amrut. It's a little higher up. I also like Ardbeg. Ardbeg's really good. Lagavulin. Of course, I like a peaty scotch. It's kind of my jam. That's where my head's at. Yeah. So Mythos says, it ain't much, but here's a little anniversary gift. Much love to both of you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Francisco also says, happy anniversary. Thank you very much. You guys are so sweet. That I didn't bring it up. It just happened to be 4 years ago today. So it was just kind of, you know, pertinent. Let's see. Mr. Paul R says, careful. The ACLU, American Communist Leftist Union, will come after you. Thanks for having a conversation with us. Please red pill some more. And then he says, spin the UFO. Well, it's already spinning fairly decently, so I'm just going to give it a little bit of a light air touch there. Lexi L says, always look forward to your show. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you, Lexi. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you coming by for my show. It means a lot to me. Confused and Bemused says, imagine bioprinters capable of printing graphene lattice organ replacements. You need Ian and a graphene expert on to explore these possibilities. I would love that. You know, the more I learn about graphene, the more I'm like introducing it to other ideas that I've been thinking of, you know, and like answers to problems and stuff. And graphene, I mean, it can be batteries, it can be food, it can be clothing, it can be almost anything. That's what I'm learning. It's pretty incredible. Zach says, tortilla Italian, nice. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, Krigler Whiskey will receive replicator royalties. Man, I would love that. I actually just, I found a new Krigler and Krigler bottle with a slightly better label. I'm actually kind of excited. So mine has actually got a rip on it. So I found a slightly nicer one. Now I have a request from someone on Twitter. Someone said something very nice to me today on Twitter. I found this really cool, I'm going to blast it out there. Check this out. This is from Kimberly Cowell Arcand. All right. Would you like to help out with the new research on NASA data sonifications? You can listen to the sounds from our space data and answer a few questions. Very, very, very cool. If you go to my, I'll post this around on all my different stuff so you can see it because it's very cool. And what they do is take pictures and information from different spots in space, and actually they create sound waves based on the light that they're receiving. So you can see the sound wave is moving across the screen, and it's reacting to the different amounts of light that it's getting. So when it hits a star, it'll peak on a star, like you can see here. I think you can hear it, right? Creepy. Okay, so it's kind of creepy, but it's also very cool, all right? And if you actually go into and click on it, I can't show you because I think it already registered that I've done it, so I can't actually go back into it. But it has different types of... it shows a nuclear, or not a nuclear, a supernova, and they break it down into the different elements that is the what's outside of the supernova. So they're like, this cloud right here is like the iron, all right, and then this cloud here is all of just the sulfur, and then at the end they have them all together, and it's cool. It's like a symphony from space, and all I can think of is like, man, I want to make like a song out of this. And I wrote exactly this. Some of these sounds from the study instantly inspired me to write a new song. And she actually responded. She said, "Please do, and then report back." I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to take some of the song or some of the sounds from this and really listen to it, and actually maybe take a cut of it and kind of have it be like maybe the start of a song or maybe the exit of a song. I don't know. Or maybe play during the entire song. Very cool. I don't know why I even started talking about it, but it's just very cool. So definitely check it out. Christo says, "Hey, Adam, you told me to email you after a super chat I sent last week, Thursday. Sent off that email yesterday. Look forward to hearing back. Thank you." Right on, Christos. Right on. I will have my team look out for it. I have an awesome team. Shout out to my team who's helped me do the show from the beginning. Well, not the very beginning, because I started in April of last year, but only for a week or two on Timcast just as a joke. But basically, after I was canned from the IRL show, I basically was like, I'm gonna do Adamcast. Like, I'm gonna push and do this, and it's gonna be my new thing. And I created a team with three of my best friends, Nishra included. And I wouldn't have been able to do what I've been doing without them. You've seen the thumbnails. If you guys have seen the thumbnails, and then the clipping of my videos and putting them up separately, I have a really good team. I really do appreciate that. And each and every one of you, if you're listening, you guys know who you are. Thank you very much. Love you guys. And seriously, all of you are fantastic. Oh, Mavis says, "Thanks for the birthday spin. The kids were super excited." Oh, very nice. Oh, that's cool. Right on, right on. And all right, well, everybody, tomorrow I will be back with Carlin. She basically blew the internet up last Friday with the Coke is telling people to be not so white. We are definitely going to rip that apart, and I'm going to congratulate her for blowing up such an incredible story and actually getting the Robin DiAngelo white woke course on LinkedIn taken down. So congratulations, Carlin. I don't know if you're listening, but I'm really proud of you, and I will see you tomorrow on the show. Of course, then join me on the Thursday. Mpow says, "Adam, Pink Hot Dogs in LA has famous celebrity named hot dogs like the Aussie Spicy Dog. If you got one, what should be on an Adam Krigler?" Oof, man, calling me out on a... Well, I'm from Chicago, so I love a good classic Chicago dog with everything on it. But one of my favorite things was a chili dog, like chili cheese dog as a kid. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved them. I loved them a lot. So I don't think I would do the chili cheese, but I love, if you think about a Chicago dog, you got a specific kind of relish, which I haven't been able to find anywhere other than in Chicago. Actually, Tim ordered, he's from Chicago too, so he knows exactly what I'm talking about. He would order Portillo's and send it over to the house. So we've had Portillo's buns, Portillo's mini peppers, which are really delicious. They have a specific relish that's really good, yellow mustard, some onion, and some of the Portillo spice, which I actually have in the other room. So probably like the perfect Chicago dog. I don't know, because it's LA, so they probably may not have one like that. So that would be my answer. And then of course it would be a vegan hot dog for the vegans that show up. All right, let's see here. One last seed. Dr. Fox says, Adam, dude here with a bird dog whistle, bird dog whiskey here. Well, I drank too much of it, but wanted to say, solved show today. Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. All right, everybody. That is my show for tonight. I will see you all tomorrow. We're going to talk about the crazy Coca-Cola thing, and I hope you had a great time, and I will see you all next time. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.